I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another Lions victory Monday. Welcome in. Good morning. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. John, doesn't matter that it's raining. Doesn't matter that it's on the road. Doesn't matter that Green Bay's a 6-win competitive football team. The Lions take care of business.
They did everything they had to do to give themselves the best chance to win. And it was, I think the biggest thing was the right shoes, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Dan said. He had to have the right shoes. And I know I was listening to the pregame show. He reiterated that when asked about what's the biggest thing. This was Dan. He said the same thing. Like, those are the details that I know everybody looks at. And when Dan says it, right, there's still this bit of comedy, right? He's a meathead. I'm a meathead. You're not.
And, but I get it. I appreciate it.
But that is a detail that mattered yesterday. Now, did it decide the game? No. Could it have been a factor? Sure. We saw it with Green Bay. It was an issue. It was an issue with everybody out there. But Jared Goff going with the gloves, throwing it, and you saw he was feeling it out in the first couple of throws. That first pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown was a little bit behind him. It felt tentative. And at that point, I'm kind of like, ooh, I don't like the way this looks or feels. Everybody's got to play in the same conditions. But it was his ability to be a chameleon, to adapt to what was going on and continue to get better throughout the game.
Well, and it's funny you say that, because that is what this team has done. Like, Dan Campbell has this meathead persona, but the reality is their attention to detail, they're ready for all these situations, the different teams that they've played, the different adversity that they've faced, and yet they always seem to have the right mentality, the right approach. They're ready, they're prepared, and they execute on game day, which is a direct reflection of coaching. You mentioned chameleons. Jared Goff outdoors, he's got the gloves, couple throws or fluttering or whatever, starts 11 for 11. No catastrophic mistakes. Got them where they needed to be, made the right checks at the line, quarterbacked them to a win, and he talked about the fact that they can change who they are based on the opponent. First couple games, I feel like the defense helped them, right? About a month after that, it was all offense, special teams against the Titans. And this one, it was more about, they didn't have a 500-yard day of offense. It was about doing the little things and avoiding the mistakes that Green Bay made. A pick six, a bunch of drops, a bunch of penalties, snaps that they couldn't execute that really hurt Green Bay. Detroit played a clean game despite all of the rain.
Oh, and one of the things I mentioned last week, it was new center, because we didn't know if their center was going to be able to be played. And all of a sudden, now you get a new center. You get a quarterback that's a little bit gimpy. Mm-hmm. And that played a factor in that game. Frank, as our center, he's been in that situation. He's played in that situation. He knows what it feels like, looks like. He knows the adjustments he has to make. Didn't have that issue. And when you hear that audio from Goff, I think he is using the team as a deflector. It's more, they tell me I can't play outdoors, that I'm only good in a dome. I'm only good when the weather is perfect. And he has gone time and time again over the last 3 years and shown that, he is a guy that could play outside. He could play in the cold. And did he have his best game? Was it, last year in Chicago? No. And did he have his, best game and his best stuff when they beat Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers' last game at Lambeau Field? No, but he did what he had to do to win that game. Obviously, they didn't win that one, or they did win that one in Chicago, was the one here. But he has done a good job of understanding his deficiencies, working on those, improving on those, and then adding them to what he does really well. And you look at his numbers, and this is where I think this team has really grown, and it's because of the leadership of Jared Goff. 18 of 22, and at one point they were talking about he had, thrown 10 passes, no incompletions. Yeah. In that type of environment, 145 yards. And you look at his numbers against Tennessee. Now, Tennessee was a little bit of a different story because it was always short fields. He doesn't care about the numbers. The only number he cares about is the win. They're 7-1 right now, and no interceptions, no turnovers. That's the biggest thing in every single football game. If you win the turnover battle, you are going to have, the odds say you're going to win that game.
Yeah, listen, he's not squawking. He's deflecting to the team, and it's what a leader does, right? And I think he knows if he had to throw it 39 times like Jordan Love did,
sure,
it might not have gone his way. And it's a little bit of a humble approach to it, too, to not go, look what I did, look what I did. Jared, you threw for 145 yards. I think he's aware of how he needs to play to win in a given week. And sometimes it's taking a 4-yard play or a 5-yard play and just moving the sticks and keeping them in the right set and maybe checking to a run on a third down and letting the running backs do what they do.
But nobody is saying that offensive line can't play when the field conditions are tough.
No.
Nobody is saying that Kirby Joseph, he can't cover, or Terrion Arnold, even as a rookie, can't cover when the weather is tough.
They're talking about Goff.
They're talking about Goff.
Yeah.
Something I liked that Goff did yesterday was I thought a couple times he got rid of the ball quick and just
threw it away.
Yep. And I don't think, I really noticed two plays yesterday where he did that. And I think he did that because of the conditions. It's not worth it.
One of them was third down inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, and I still didn't like the hit he took on that, but it is what it is.
But put it side by side with the other quarterback who makes the mistake of the game, channeling Will Levis or whatever the hell that was from Jordan Love. Just, oops, little flip over to the safety.
Yeah.
And John, that did change the entire football game. At that time, it's still one score. He takes it, makes it two scores, and now you know Green Bay in the elements are going to throw it 39 times in this game. And what happened? They had drops. They had problems snapping the football. They're in the shotgun. They're down two scores. And I loved it because, hey, the Lions are down one potential all-pro safety. Don't worry. The other one will just step up and house it. Game. Ball game.
Yep.
Completely altered the course of that football game, and it's because of the mistake Love made, not just throwing the ball out of bounds, where Goff did that a couple times when he had to.
Right, and they're playing clean. I mean, I think the only turnover since September is the Montgomery fumble in Minnesota,
which
they
overcame.
And it nearly cost them the game.
Yeah, but they overcame it. Well, that's the other thing. This team overcomes.
Turnovers kill you, and I really think it has hurt Goff in some of their losses since he's been here. That the pick sixes he would throw, the interceptions he threw early in this season, I believe he kind of needs to just not make a turnover, maybe not always play great, play efficiently.
Well, and he realizes that I can finish 18 of 22. Okay, that looks good, but only 145 yards. It's okay because we win, and I find Amon-Ra St. Brown, and it puts us in a 3rd-and-1 that our offensive line will convert, that it puts us even in a 4th-and-1. I don't have to force something to instantly get a first down unless there's a situation when it hasn't happened yet where it's 4th-and-5 and they're going for it in a game-winning situation. That's where the decisions change. But he is taking what is there. He is being patient, and he's doing exactly what this offense needs for them to win games.
Stat on Goff to St. Brown, they were perfect on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They're actually perfect going back to their last 30 passes thrown. 30 consecutive targets to St. Brown have resulted in catches. Sure-handed.
Yeah.
And including a big fourth down early in the game where Campbell went for it. They scored 2 touchdowns on 4th down against the Green Bay Packers. When you really zoom out in this and look at the box score of this game, Green Bay's going, we outrushed him, we outgained him. How the hell did we lose this game by double digits?
Did not execute him.
And that's the key. The Lions were exactly what they needed to be on that day. They were prepared. They were clean. They were ready for the moment. No moment is too big for this team. No adversity too great for this team.
Yeah.
This team has won 6 in a row. Now 7-1, the Detroit Lions on a victory Monday. We've got open lines, 248-539-9797.
What? Bus is warming up.
735. We'll get to the 14-3 bus.
Is warming up as we speak.
Deadline is tomorrow. Lots to talk about with this football team. You heard Jared Goff say we're chameleons. What did Dan Campbell say about playing that way in those conditions? We'll mix it in next. 97.1.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.